Now I know the park annually sprays insecticides to fight the spread of bark beetles, but why do it in the spring?
The primary objective is to spray when the visitation levels are low so that we have fewer impacts to visitor recreational activity, and also to spray at the start of the summer season prior to the emergence of the bark beetles.
Now you're only actually going to be able to protect about 5% of the park.
We spray high-value trees which serve one or more of the following purposes, such as providing shade, visual screening, or those which are part of a cultural or historic landscape.
How exactly do the insecticides you use work?
Well, we have continued to use one consistent product, and that's a compound called Carbaryl. And Carbaryl is a highly effective compound at defending trees against bark beetle infestations. We also use a compound known as verbenone, which is a pheromone that deters infestations. They're very different products. The Carbaryl product is an insecticide that is actually a neurotoxin, whereas the verbenone is a pheromone that deters beetles from infesting but doesn't actually kill them.
So it's not as much about eliminating the bark beetle as it is just about controlling its damage.
Correct. Our objective is to allow bark beetles to remain a natural part of the ecosystem. The spraying we do in the park will not change the fate of the forest, but it can protect specific trees in visitor use areas tied to recreation management.
So how long will it take to spray the 6,700 trees that you want to protect?
We try to get it done by Memorial Day weekend. However, we don't spray near any residual snow or anything that's going to become runoff. So we might have to wait for the snow to melt out in certain areas before we can spray.
Well, considering how warm of a winter we've had, I don't know if that's going to be too much of a problem.
It doesn't seem like it's going to be a problem this year. We may be ahead of schedule.
Brian Furholst is a forester at Rocky Mountain National Park. For KUNC, I'm Emily Boyer.